Well, the Redskins are packing up training camp and moving it down 95 to Richmond beginning next year. The Skins have announced an 8-year deal that will keep the team's headquarters in Northern Virginia in Ashburn and launches a $30 million upgrade to practice facilities there. Joining us live, the Redskins GM, Bruce Allen. Good morning. Welcome back. Good to have you with us again.
Well, every time we do something good, I got to talk to my friend Bruce Allen.
And, well, what about me?
Well, you do, Mike. It really is. We're quite excited about it. You know, 41 years ago, we built the first Redskin Park out here in Northern Virginia. And 20 years ago, they moved it a little ways up the road to Loudoun County and built Redskin Park, too. So we decided that it's that time to remodel and really just on our same footprint here, build Redskin Park 3.
How important is it for the players for during training camp to be someplace other than home so that they're not going home at night? They're bonding like kids at a summer camp would.
Well, I don't think you can ever underestimate the importance of camaraderie on a football team. And it's not just the bonding between player and player. It's coaches and players. It's coaches and coaches. And to get away and to be able to focus entirely on the preparation for the season, I've seen that as a winning combination. This franchise has seen that as a winning combination for great results at the end of the year. So it gives us a great opportunity to do that. Mayor Jones in Richmond is quite excited, as are the other leaders there. And I think it'll open up to a lot of our fans who haven't been able to come up to Northern Virginia, you know, from the Tidewater area all the way to the Carolina border.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the team. Great excitement. You've got RG3, and he seems to be the real deal. I mean, he's saying the right things. He's working hard, and people around him have very kind things to say about his attitude about the game and preparing himself for his first NFL season. How is everything going with him and the wideouts and getting their timing down? Should we all be excited, or do you want to mute that excitement at this point?
Well, it's hard not to be excited. As we talked about before the draft, you know, it's easy. It doesn't take a super scout to realize his athletic prowess is special. He's got that little trophy they give in college football, that Heisman thing. But he's a terrific athlete, and that's obvious. But it's the person that has been everything we had hoped for. And I think it comes from clearly his upbringing. Both of his parents are retired military people. He's well grounded. He's been integrated into our locker room so well for a rookie. I don't know when I've ever seen that. It's because he's humble, but he's confident, and his leadership skills have been well accepted in our locker room.
Well, he's a big reason that there's so much optimism. And we seem to find optimism going into every season, but maybe a little more this time.
Well, I think it's also clearly obvious in the NFL that you can't really win in this league without a good quarterback. And we feel we have one. It's going to, you know, it will take time for him to be ingrained into the NFL game. But he's working very hard. He's one of the first people here every morning. He's one of the last people to leave, and he can't wait to get better as a quarterback.
Last year, Hankerson, before he got hurt, looked like he was really a comer. Going to be, you know, he's a big kid who can run routes well and really can get downfield. Is he yet practicing with Robert Griffin III here? Are you seeing them get a chance to connect?
You know, he's still recovering from his injury, and we're taking it slow. He's on course. He'll be ready for day one of training camp, which will be July 25th, and that's been the plan from the point he got hurt. But he's in all the meetings. He's able to catch some passes from him just to learn what type of spin Robert has on the ball. But once training camp starts, he'll be full goal.
Bruce, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Always.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Redskins general manager Bruce Allen.